renunciation is sannyasa. Sannyasa. Nyasa means setting aside. You set aside is called sannyasa. When action is set aside, is sannyasa. A sannyasi is one who sets aside everything. Action, relationship, responsibilities, everything. That is called renunciation. In sacrifice, you put yourself as a kind of an oblation. In every sacrifice, there is a receiver of sacrifice. The sacrifice has three elements. The sacrificer, the process of sacrifice, and the receiver of the sacrifice. There is an object to whom you sacrifice. In renunciation, you simply set aside. In a sacrifice, whatever you are doing, whatever you are offering to an object. To offer it to, either to X or Y or Z.
It's always to a greater, something greater.
It may be not be all greater. Sometimes many people sacrifice things for lower things. But there is always an offering to something. When a man becomes subject to some great passion and a desire, he doesn't offer himself to something very great. The object of desire may be much lower than himself. When a person becomes very greedy and wants to eat a lot, he offers himself to the food, which is much lower than himself. Or he offers himself to one who can prepare food for him and prays to that one, prepare food for me. He makes all kinds of offerings to the person who prepares food for him. But there is always in a sacrifice, there is an object to whom sacrifice is done. Now Sri Krishna's answer is that you should sacrifice not to the gods, because they only can satisfy your desires. And if your purpose is only to satisfy desires, all right, you can do it. But you should sacrifice yourself to the Supreme Lord. Because then you become His instrument. And you become free. Therefore, the idea of sacrifice is a much greater idea. You offer yourself to the Supreme Lord, and then action is performed, even while you become free from action. In sannyasa, you just give up all action. It's all renunciation. Renounce everything.
Static.
Static.
Also, swadharma is identification of one's life.
Swadharma is the law of action, proceeding from your svabhava. Take for example, my own svabhava is to proceed on the lines of knowledge. If somebody says, do this, normally my swadharma will be, I will not obey immediately. There are people who simply are told, do this, they will do. There are some people, you tell them, do this, you will consider whether any great benefit will come out of it or not. There are others who will ask, is it right for me to do, wrong for me to do, and accordingly I will do. There are some who will try to understand the whole world and then see what is the place of this action, and see whether in that whole world, that action has a meaning, then I will do it. So depending upon your natural inclination is determining your dharma. My basic nature is a brahmanic nature, my personal nature is a brahmanic nature. So if anything is to be done, I always take time to consider whether it is a part of the totality of knowledge, in which what is the place for it. So my swadharma is to take time. It does not matter if I take time in deciding whether I should do or not. Although once it is known, then the action will be very rapid. That will be also part of dharma. Takes time at length. For example, India is supposed to be slow. If you ask the swadharma of India, it is a brahmanic nature. You know, England is not a dharma, it is a commercial, it is a vaishya nature. But India has a brahmanic nature. So if anything is given to India from outside, it takes a long time to understand what has come and reacts to it very slowly, and then undergoes a great process of churning to understand quite thoroughly what is being thrown. Once you find that India finds it out, there is rapid. When Western civilization came to India, it was like that, to absorb first of all. It took a long time for India to absorb. And then suddenly it produced a Sri Aurobindo, huge mountain of knowledge, which combined both East and West in one embrace. So that is the swadharma of India. From outside people might think that India is very slow. Many children also are condemned, oh, this child is very slow. But you don't understand that that child may be actually absorbing like a good Brahmin. Gradually he tries to understand, and if you disturb him and give lot of work at that time, it will be a very dangerous thing. Many people pump the children. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Where the child is taking his own time to understand, and we are not patient enough, we do not move according to his dharma. So, swadharma is the law of development, determined in each case according to his swabhava. Yeah?
Another one,
Paritachaya
also means transcending his
swadharma. Yes, all that, everything. You, there is only one law, then is the divine law, that's all.
I wanted to ask about sattva and how much of the divine field is intermingled in the sattva.
I forgot that.
She was saying that there is a movement from tamas to rajas and rajas to sattva. Now, sattva is to be transcended, no doubt, sooner or later. But she says that still the divine's will, there is still a lot of intermingling in the sattva level. Is there or is there not? Or
is there an infiltration?
Oh yes.
The infiltration is this.
Infiltration is constant, yes. At every level, even in tamas.
Even in tamas, sattva.
Even in rajas, even in sattva.
It's not only in sattva.
Equally or more so in
sattva. No, it depends upon all elements put together. In each case, it may be different.
Does it depend on how receptive you are to it, on your openness, or what element is it dependent?
It depends upon, first of all, the circumstance in which you are born, the kind of body that is given to you by circumstances, the action that you have done in the past, where you have reached in your evolution. And thirdly, what is your present effort? And then, how much near you are the divine? So it all depends, so many factors are, so you cannot mathematically determine and say this is how it is. But you have to see quite a lot within yourself and see how much is in you, which is tamasic, what is rajasic, what is sattvic, what is your real swabhava, and how much is manifested in the outside.